Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth. Right now, just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift up your voice this morning. Come on, come on. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with song, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, amen, and worship him in truth and in spirit that he desires, amen. Come on, come on, oh, come on and sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord make the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor majesty up before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before, oh, amen, all of the earth. See among the nations, the Lord reigns, the Lord, hallelujah. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, enter in this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. How many come to be changed this morning? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many realize, oh, Lord, I need you to change me, oh, God, and do it right now. Father, oh Lord, I don't want to be the same. Come on, enter in this morning. Amen. Come on, come on, in the name of Jesus Christ, surrender all over to him right now, withholding nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and believe and receive. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say today, church, if you can just believe it, amen, you shall receive it. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says in Psalm 51, amen, the theme is David's pleas for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. God wants our hearts to be right with him. As we decree and account Psalm 91, I pray right now that you may be cleansed. Amen. Hallelujah. That you may receive it right now. That you may believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from all my sins. Amen. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have my sin. And done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought in iniquity and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts of, and in the hidden parts of, you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Amen. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Hallelujah. And blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your spirit, hallelujah, from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing about your righteousness. I will, Lord, open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Your sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, your God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Fill the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Oh, Lord, oh, God, hallelujah, we receive our forgiveness this morning. We receive the mercy of God that you give us each day, new mercies and new grace, and we receive our cleansing on today. Lord, we know your word says you want our hearts to be right with you. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that this morning, oh God, because we come believing this morning, we receive, oh God, a new heart, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have created in us, oh God, a clean heart, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we repent this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we come asking to receive, oh God, knowing that it's already done, that we're washed and cleansed and forgiven, oh God, of all our sins and all unrighteousness, oh God, and cleansed, oh God, to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we just want to say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you came, that you had, that you died for us, that you shed your blood on Calvary, our God. We just want to say thank you, the blood that cleanses us, amen. Hallelujah, the blood that redeems us and makes all things new, that redeems us from the, hallelujah, the curse of the law of sin and death. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your hand is upon our neck, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've been protected and given your angels charge over us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your heaven protected around those that we know and concerned about, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for providing for you and Jehovah Jireh. We can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. We thank you for your peace. Hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, oh God. You are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, oh God, that you that fight our battles. For you are Jehovah for fight that goes before us, oh God. Preparing us, David. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we can receive change. We can receive that our minds are being renewed right now, amen, as we enter in this morning, amen, with expectations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you right now. Father God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are the creator of all, in all, and for all, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your word that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children. And we decree and declare this morning because we believe, amen, that we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come to give you thanks this morning. Have your way in us, Lord. Oh, Lord, for you are the fire and we are the clay. We mold us, oh God, in the way you would have us to be, oh, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness this morning. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you would have for us to do, amen? And we shall be obedient, oh God, to do all that you called us to do, to fulfill every assignment, oh God, just like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then he left nothing undone, oh God. It is our prayer that we leave nothing undone, oh God, that your will be done. So right now we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ will arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus. Then the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For your word says in 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and now confess the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So, Father God, you are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you, God, for another day that comes that you have given us, by your grace and mercy, that you have given us another day to press in and to press on, oh God. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. We give you praise and we thank you. And even as we press on today, we decree and declare with all faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will make it. And there's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us from making it, amen, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you are a good God and you're merciful, God, and you never leave us nor forsake us. And today as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory, oh God, and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, oh God, your children. And we just want to say thank you. Many of us have come today, oh God, that we may be healed on today. Many of us come to bring our family members and loved ones to the altar, God, that they may be healed. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12, let your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may be healthy, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives from today forward, helping to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare, and to win the battle, release the grace over us right now, to fight the warfare and win us. Release the grace of God to press on in the power of your spirit, and to win because great is you that's in us, than he that's in the world. Let us, oh God, to be able to press on to win. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, we are trusting you for our breakthrough. Father, we are trusting you, God, for breakthrough in our peace. Amen. Breakthrough, oh God, in our strength. Breakthrough in our finances. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our healing and deliverance. Let us take church right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we thank you for it, Lord God, and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, you are our deliverer, our sanctifier. Hallelujah. You are our way maker, our promise keeper, oh God, Lord. So we give it all over to you, oh God. Hallelujah. That you just turn it around for our good, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We receive our breakthrough on today. Amen. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Receive your breakthrough right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we recognize if it had not been for you, where would we be? So right now, by the power and authority that you've given us, we decree and declare right now, Revelation 9 and 11, we bind and cast out the spirit of Apollon after right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we and our family and all that we love are redeemed from destruction. Amen. We break all curses of destruction in our family and bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all pride that would open the door for destruction. Oh, Lord, rescue our souls and those in our family from destruction. Oh, God, we ask in Jesus' name, send your word and deliver us, oh God, and those in our family and all that we love from any destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree to pray Exodus 12 and 23 that the destroyer cannot come into our life or our family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree to pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Joel 15 and 21, that the destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity. Amen. We decree to pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Psalm 91 and 6, that we are delivered from destruction and waiting at noonday. There is no wasting or destruction within our borders. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree to have Matthew 7 and 13. We will enter in Tully and we will enter in at the straight gate. We will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. Amen. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. My Lord, my God, we decree to have. We will keep our mouth and avoid destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke the destruction. I mean, any destruction from our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we close up any breach in our lives that will give Satan demons access. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now, according to Ecclesiastes 10 and 8, we pray for every broken head in our life and those in our families to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand in the gap and make up the head. Amen. We repent and receive forgiveness. Amen. That has opened the door for any spirit to enter in and operate our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we renounce all crooked speech that was called and preached in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, bind up all preachers right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every preaching stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let our walls be salvation, our gates be praise, oh God. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finances, possessed and family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked off the man, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God, that we may be received in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and you, coming unhindered, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We open up ourselves right now, God, that we can receive from this greatest life, oh God. We ask for the Jesus name that you fill these, your temples, oh God, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. We decree the prayer according to Galatians 3 and 13 that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And our seed, hallelujah, Hallelujah. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours. Amen. Receive it right now, church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of the family. That's 60 generations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and release ourselves right now from all curses of death and destruction. Amen. Our children, our loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and release all curses of sickness and infirmity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and release ourselves and those in our family and loved ones from all curses of pride and lack and death. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we break and release ourselves and those, my friend, from all curses of rejection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, when you bless us, oh God. When you multiply us, oh God, with our goodness, our saving, our protection, our wisdom, oh God, and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind any attack upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of heaven and those in our family. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. Hallelujah. That you pour out blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. We command the morning to take hold of the end of the earth right now and shake the wicked out. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we declare to them Psalm 49:14 that we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice right now. You receive your loving kindness every morning. Be thankful for, Lord. Release the feet of your holy. The morning, amen. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning. Let your justice come upon the enemy morning by morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your going forth is prepared in the morning. And we pray that you will stop in the rain, in the former rain upon the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you lift up every morning. We pray that, Lord, you awaken us, hallelujah, morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear it, the Lord, amen. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree that. And we'll go after the kingdom of God, and we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any kind of substitute. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help on today, Father. Oh Lord, that joy will take your form of the Lord. Oh Lord, that joy will take your children of God, for we are your children. For we are children. Amen. We're soldiers in your army, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're family with Christ Jesus, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It is you that are reconciled us back to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have your way, my God. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Lord, those that are mourning, oh God, hallelujah, on this morning, oh God. Those that have lost a loved one, oh God, we pray, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, that you'll restore the hope, oh God. Restore the peace, amen. Oh, Lord, restore, oh God. Right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Let us receive your joy, unspeakable joy right now, Father God. Lord, that you will give us all, oh God, and to be absent from the body, oh God, is to be present with you, Father God. We just want to say thank you. We ask that you continue to be our strength, Heavenly Father. We ask, oh God, that you continue to lead us, oh God, as we come this morning, oh God, that we may be positioned, oh God. So we pray right now for divine positioning and divine order for our lives, oh God, and for your guidance, oh God, continual guidance and leading of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, it's not about us, oh Lord. It's all about you, Father God. What is it that you have for us to do? Amen. And Lord, we ask that you continue to be our strength to do all that you call us to do. Heavenly Father, we give you glory this morning. Amen. Come on, let's give God some thanks. Hallelujah. Come on, let's glorify our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22:22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us and those in our family and all that we love, oh God, Lord, for you know all things. Amen. For all things are in your hands. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, the gates of provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open these gates, oh God, those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. And Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom. Hallelujah, DNA. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. Remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual ignorance, every spiritual blindness, oh God, spiritual deafness, oh God, right now. We ask in Jesus' name that we may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, anoint our mouths, oh God, that we would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against right now every spirit of anger, rage and wrath, bitterness and resentment, unforgiveness. I come against every spirit of destruction and death, premature death. I come against the spirit of oppression and depression, fear, anxiety, worry. I come against the spirit of addiction. I come against the spirit of lust and perversion. I come against the spirit of guilt, shame and condemnation. I come against the spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of frustration, every spirit of distraction, every hindering spirit, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, and self-criticalness. And I command you to cease your work, to die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, I command you right now to cease your work, to die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of suicide, I command you to cease your works right now, die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare this deliverance this morning. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you'll bless us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about and pray for today in our going and coming on today, Father God. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those of us that are traveling on the road or will be traveling this day, God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, amen. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, oh God, all that's part of the body of Christ that are traveling on this day, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may go today, over our homes and all that's in it, amen, and all that's in the vehicle with us, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every hallelujah road, street, hallelujah, every road, street, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and does it, you said to them, and Lord, we just want to say, thank you, it's you that go before us, prepare the way, oh God, making every crooked path straight, and we just want to say, thank you, Lord, we ask you to remove every attack, oh God, every plan of the enemy, oh God, to ruin this day. For us, your children, amen. Oh Lord, let us not experience any such attack of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare that we'll come from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet with the armor of God, amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may every fiery dart that they sent our way, Christ of Nazareth. God, we just want to say thank you. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose and those in our family. We sever all ties with the enemy right now. Anything that's attached itself to us or on us, we declare and declare our deliverance on today. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. Amen. That all things are working together for the good of our life, for our Heavenly Father. Yes, divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we decree and declare with all faith this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love, that we are the righteousness of God. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. Hallelujah. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that God is doing a new thing in us. Hallelujah. It's manifesting itself right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father, as we enter in this morning. We thank you for your word, oh God, that you placed in the mouth of your apostle, oh God, that you've given me this chance. I pray in Jesus Christ's holy name that all be able to receive, oh God, in a special way that will touch their life, oh God, that they will not just keep it to themselves, oh God, but they will, oh God, give it and freely give it to them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, on today we lift up your daughter, Connie, this morning, Sister Connie Northern, Minister Lauren Green and their family, oh God. The way, oh God, their sister, their aunt, to rest, oh God, we pray that you will be their strength. Pray, oh God, let your joy come and overtake them, Father God, knowing that their family member is with you, oh God, your daughter that you called her home. And Lord, let peace reign in them and over them, oh God. As they celebrate your life, Father God, let them be filled with so much joy, God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for their life. Thank you, Lord God, that you are their strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we can't thank you enough, Father, but we thank you, and we love you. We decree and declare your goodness on this line this morning, and we receive it. We decree and declare with all faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Receive it right now, church. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bless your holy name, Father. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things the same. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. If you just open up your mouth and just shout right now, hallelujah, 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 God. Realizing it is that's nothing that you did to keep you here. One more time. If you just give God some praise right now, if you just shout amen, when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance all night. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Your shout. Your breakthrough gonna come in your shout. Your healing gonna come in your shout. If you just shout on today and just thank God for what he's doing and what he's already done and what you're trusting God to do, just watch God step in and do that just in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, church family. Oh, we just thank God for you on today. So glad to see everyone in church this morning. Amen. All our visitors, we welcome you this morning. You could have been anywhere else, but we thank God that you made a choice this day to be here with us. So we welcome you with the love of Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning that God has blessed us with here in Houston, Texas. The sun is out, amen, and shining bright. The weather is cool. And we just thank God that we're able to experience and enter into this new day that God has given us. Amen. New mercies and new grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many of y'all were happy about being here on today? Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, the minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. We welcome you with the love of Christ. We welcome you all out there in Louisiana, New York, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, welcome. Illinois, welcome. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Those of you out there in Florida, we welcome you as well. In California, we welcome you. God bless you. Welcome, welcome. And from around the cities here in Houston, Texas, we welcome you all. Spring, Texas, amen, Humble, Texas, all surrounding areas of here in Houston, Texas, we welcome you all. We welcome you. If there's anyone, if it's your first time being here, we want to welcome our guests on today. Press 1. We want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus. So if that's you today, if it's your first time here with us, press 1. Amen. If you're online listening today, amen, it's your first time tuning in to our Sunday service here, we want to welcome you as well that's online. You can give us a call here at the number that you see on the online, which is 845-277-9213. Again, that's 845-277-9213. And press 1. We want to welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful day, and I'm just so happy to be here before you all this morning. I'm so excited about the word of God that's going to go forward. Pastor Manny will be joining us here shortly, you all, and we're just so excited as we go out today. God is using us mighty to go out and to minister after Sunday service, so we're looking forward to that in the name of Jesus. At this time, I want you all, if it's your first time joining us here on Sunday morning, we do have our communion every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so you want to grab your juice, cracker, your bread, your water to partake in communion with us this morning. Please do so. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll come back here, and we'll partake in communion together this morning. So if it's your first time here with us, we do have communion every morning on Sundays and our Sunday service. So go ahead and grab your elements that you need for communion, and we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back. So stay with us, grab what you need, and be prepared to enter in and partake in communion. We just thank God for the opportunity that we can partake, amen, in communion with Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Give you all a moment there to grab what you need, and then we're going to play the song here. Just trying to see if Brother Joel Washington was in service today. I don't see Brother Joel in service. Normally he'll bless us in song, and so we'll just pull our song for today here, and we'll go ahead and we will prepare ourselves again to take communion. Amen. Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious. So much power, wonder world.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Let us enter in this time and partake in communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14, 20, it says, when the hour had come, he sat down and 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with us. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, marred, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed in your holy name. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this bread right now in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Amen. Your word says in 1 Corinthians after supper that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray, church, with love, thanksgiving in our heart, and the whole body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood have washed away all of our sins, not some of our sins, but all of our sins from the past, those sins that we are committing right now, and those ones that in the future, that's what your blood has accomplished. We are washed by your precious blood. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our song selections, and we'll be back for the preach word. Stay with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
I'm soon fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Consume fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you healed us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. This is such a beautiful day. I hope we are prepared to receive the word of God from this beautiful, anointed Spirit of God here, our very own apostle, who God have anointed for this time to be able to bring his word. So I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, our friend, our apostle, your daughter, whoever she may be to you. I know who she is to me, and God knows who she is to him. Help me to welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Just thanking God for what he's doing even right now. Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, knowing all that he's done. Amen. And receiving it. Hallelujah. How many of y'all come to be changed on today? I always say that because I come expecting. Amen. I come every Sunday morning expecting God to do it, expecting to receive from my Heavenly Father, expecting God to use me mighty. Amen. If you just believe it, amen, and receive what God has for you, the finished work. Amen. So we thank God for Jesus. Let us pray as we receive the word on today for the sake of time here. I really want to work on this morning slowing down, and I pray that you all will bear with me for others so that they can receive, because I did get word back that from my own mother, that if you could just slow down a little bit, I could catch what you're saying. Amen. So I'm working on slowing down this morning. Amen. As I bring the word of God forward so all can receive on today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for what you've already done, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now in this service on today. And Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do because we believe and trust in you for all things. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I come giving you our honor, praise, and glory and all the admiration, oh God. And I'm just so thankful, oh God, for this opportunity that you've given me, oh God, to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. I welcome you right now, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, that all may be able to receive what thus said the Lord. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Hallelujah. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, my will to your will, Heavenly Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come right now, O God. Let your word be heard, O God. Let all be ever received and ever yet to receive, O God, on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name that we enter in, that we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our message on today, church, is we're going to talk about the mercy of the Lord. Amen. Our Lord is merciful. We serve a merciful God. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of times you don't understand why people don't get what they deserve because God has shown them mercy. There's been many times that we've asked God to have mercy on us, or have mercy on our mothers, have mercy on our fathers, have mercy on our children. Amen. Have mercy on our husbands. Have mercy. And we serve a God that is merciful, the merciful. Amen. He is the merciful God, the mercy of God. We're going to talk about the mercy of the Lord this morning. And as I stated earlier, churches, that I want to be able to slow down so that you all, everyone, will be able to receive, even those that talk fast and they can receive it fast. But for those that you need to, I need to slow down just a little bit for so that we all can get it and understanding the mercies of the Lord is available and it's renewed every day. His mercies and his grace are renewed to those that believe that we're able to receive the mercies of the Lord because he is merciful. As we talk about mercy this morning, the mercy of the Lord, amen, understanding what mercy looks like and how God is so merciful and why he is the merciful Lord that he is, as God had mercy on Nineveh, so he has have mercy upon us. It is for us to believe in and accept his mercy by accepting Jesus Christ, the one whom God has sent. Amen. His only begotten son. But many of us say, okay, let me Google what mercy is. Let me look up in the dictionary what mercy is and understanding what God's mercy looks like. Amen. The Bible also defines mercy beyond forgiveness and withholding punishment. Amen. God shows his mercy for those who are suffering through healing and comfort, through alleviation of suffering and caring about those in distress. The acts from compassion and acts with mercy. We're talking about the mercy of the Lord this morning. Help me, Pastor Manning. If I'm moving too fast, let me know, because I want to make sure that all is able to receive on today, understanding what I'm saying this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's my objective, to make sure that I am speaking clear enough or slow enough that all can receive on today. Amen. The mercy of the Lord. I want us to think about the character of his mercy. Hallelujah. I want us to think about the character of his mercy. His mercy is great. When we go to the book, if you go over to the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 18 with me this morning. That's Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. And I'm reading from the New, I'm coming from the New King James Version. And that's the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 18, says, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiven iniquity and transgression, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. When we look at the word abundant, amen, that means, hallelujah, it doesn't run out. He has more than enough to give, amen. When we look at the abundant, and just to understand a little bit more about this here scripture, hallelujah, we're reading this morning, I want us to understand the people didn't deserve it. But Moses pleaded for them because he was concerned about God's reputation among unbelievers. So think of the reputation you give God by the way you live. What your friends and neighbors think about God is more important than what they think about you. Moses and Aaron asked God to have mercy on the very people who rebelled against them. They prayed for those with whom they were most angry and frustrated with. See, ask you, church, this morning, do you pray for those who try to hurt you, or do you seek revenge, asking God to help you get even with them? See, only men and women who have a deep relationship with God can remain firm under pressure and pray for their attackers, to pray for their enemies. They understand that the God who called them to their past will take the responsibility to settle the score with those who rebel. See, it is not the children's job to discipline a sibling, but the parents. See, in the same way, it is not our job to seek revenge against those who wrong us. See, God will make certain that in the end, justice is carried out, but we are to give mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, here that Moses pleaded with God, asking him to forgive his people. His plea reveals several characteristics of God here. One, God is immensely patient. Two, God's love is one promise we can always count on. Amen? We can count on the promises of God, but the Bible tells us that they are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Three, God forgives again and again. And for God is merciful, listening to and answering our requests. God has not changed since Moses' day. I want you to understand, church, we serve the same God. Like Moses, we can rely on God's love and patience and forgiveness and mercy. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the mercy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, his mercy is great. It is great because the Father is the source of it. It is great because of the price it cost before it could reach us. What sin had blocked up the way, the cost was the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The Bible says in Psalm 103 and 11 that far as the heavens are above, high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. The Bible says in Psalm 148 and 8 that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Understanding, church, his mercy is great. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're talking about the Lord's mercy today. His mercy is enduring. Amen. His mercy is enduring. Hallelujah. We go to the book of 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. When you have to say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16 and 34, the Bible says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good. Amen. His mercy endures forever. So we're talking about a mercy that never runs out. It says his mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. It's continual. Amen. Hallelujah. It keeps on giving. It keeps on showing up. Amen. We're talking about the mercies of the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Having put his hand to the plow, he never looks back. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 5 and 13, it says, indeed it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and in the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. See, the first service at the temple church began with honoring God, amen, and acknowledging his presence and goodness. In the same way, our our worship should begin by acknowledging God's love. Praise God first. Then you will be, hallelujah, you will be prepared to present your need to him. Hallelujah. Recalling God's love and mercy will inspire you to worship him daily. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to understand, church, his mercy is enduring. His mercy is enduring. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go over with me to Psalm 107, and I pray that I'm not moving too fast. Psalm 107, hallelujah. I want us to look at Psalm 107 this morning, 107. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is an example of how they recall God's enduring love. The Bible says, and I'm just going to read a few of these scriptures here in Psalm 107, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 107, says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So we see it here again, because it keeps on giving. It keeps on showing up, amen. It don't let up. It don't let go, amen. It's limitless. It's reckless. It keeps on coming through. No matter what you're going through or facing, it just keeps on showing up. Hallelujah. This song speaks of four different types of people in distress and how God rescues them. The wanderers, when we look at 107 verse 4 through 9, the Bible says they wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
Yes.
Verse 7 says, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Yes. Verse 8 says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9 says, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is how God rescues, amen. He rescued the prisoners, amen. When we look at verse 10 through 16, it says, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Therefore, he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron into two. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Amen. This is what mercy looks like. It keeps on showing up and showing out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mercy is God. No matter what, the prisoner, the sick, the storm tossed, no matter how extreme or calamity, God is able to break through to help us. He's loving. He's loving and kind to those who are distressed. My Lord, my God, his mercy is enduring. Church, his mercy is enduring. His mercy is plenteous. We're talking about the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is plenteous. Hallelujah. His mercy is plenteous. He does not dole it out, grudgingly, but showers it upon us abundantly. Somebody needs a shout right now. Amen. This should be a great shout in the church right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. See, come on, some of us, we'll grudgingly give. Amen. Because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. You didn't save what I wanted you. You went down for me when I needed you. So I'm going to give, but I'm going to give grudgingly. I'm going to give you just a little bit because you really don't deserve nothing. But the Bible tells us his mercy is plenteous. He does not dole it out grudgingly, but showers it upon us abundantly. Keeps on showing up. Keeps on giving with no limits.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Psalm 86 and 5, for you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. I want us to take a look in the mirror today. I want us to check ourselves, examine yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you, hallelujah, releasing mercy? The Bible says in Psalm 103 and 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. I want us to understand when we look at this word abounding, we see it over and over. It keeps showing up. Amen. It keeps showing up. Amen. Hallelujah. It keeps showing up. I want us to look at the word abounding, and the definition of abounding is existing in or providing a great or plentiful quantity or supply.
Yes.
Hallelujah. His mercy is plenteous, church. It's plenteous. We don't have to worry about it running out. Amen. We don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. Just got a little bit left. No, no, no. It shows up. Amen. And it keeps on giving. New mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His mercy is tender. His mercy is tender. He has mercy upon us, not as a judge, but as a father. His mercy is tender, hallelujah, like a father to his child. Amen, hallelujah. His mercy is tender. The Bible says in the book of Luke, amen, for the sake of time, church, you can write this down, amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 78. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 78. The Bible says, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us. His mercy is tender. Amen. Hallelujah. How understanding that. He's not here to judge us. His mercy is not upon his judgment, but as a father that he is tender to us, his children. We are the children of God. Amen. I want you to understand, you're a child of God. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. If you can believe it today, church, you surely can receive it. Hallelujah. 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 We're talking about the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is rich. Hallelujah. He is rich in mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, he keeps not the riches, the Bible tells us, he keeps not the riches of his mercy to himself, but like Joseph who gave of his abundance to his brethren, even so the Lord gives us his fullness. His mercy is rich. He is rich in mercy, church. Come with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 here, church, and we're going to be wrapping up here, and I just pray that you're able to get the message on today. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter where you're at, a lot of us are saying, Lord, how long? How long, Lord? How long? How long am I going to be here, Lord? I'm hurting. I'm suffering. I want you to understand his mercy endures forever. Even right now, amen, hallelujah, when it could have been, should have been, would have been, but God, because of his mercy and because of his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited, church. I'm excited. And if you know me, if you know me, I am whole. I'm trying to be contained over here. I'm telling you. I just thank God for his mercy. I tell you, if it had not been for God, hallelujah. And I realized that a long time ago, if it had not been for God's mercy, amen. If it had not been for God's grace, amen, where would I be, amen? But I thank God for his mercy and his grace. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at this scripture, when we look at this part of the Bible, when we look at Ephesians chapter 2 that talks about grace through faith, and when we understand verse 4 and what is entailed in this scripture, hallelujah, in this previous verse, Paul wrote about our old sinful nature. When we look at verse 5, right up under it says, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Amen. So when we look at verse 4 and 5 here, hallelujah, Paul wrote about our old sinful nature. Amen. Here Paul emphasized that we do not need to live any longer under sin's power. See, the penalty of sin and its power over us were miraculously destroyed by Christ on the cross. So through faith, and we talk about that faith so we can receive and believe we have it right now, amen? Even though it don't feel like it, even though it don't look like it, through faith in Christ, we stand acquitted, hallelujah, we stand not guilty before God. God does not take us out of the world or make us robots. We will still feel like sin, understand? And sometimes we will sin. The difference is that before we became Christians, we were dead in sin. and we were slaves to our sinful nature. But now we are alive with Christ. We thank God for his mercy. Because of his mercy afforded us, he sent his son,
Amen.
Jesus the Christ,
yes.
our Lord and Savior,
Amen.
That we may be reconciled back to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many people walk away and just leave you where you at? Hurt, bound, down, depressed, suicidal. We'll leave you right there. But God had a plan because of his mercy and his grace. He sent his son, amen, hallelujah, to reconcile us back to him.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all I can do is just shout glory, hallelujah. Come on now. Oh, Lord, when I think about the mercies of the Lord, his mercy is saving. His mercy is saving, church. Amen. His mercy. So the Bible says in Titus 3 and 5 that not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul summarized what Christ does for us when he saves us. We move from a life full of sin to one where we are led by God's Holy Spirit. All our sins, not merely some of our, are washed away. Washing refers to the water of baptism, which is a sign of salvation. See, in becoming a Christian, the believer acknowledges Christ as Lord and recognizes Christ's saving work. We should never have been saved. We should have never been saved in our salvation if our salvation had depended upon ourselves.
Yeah.
But he held out the scepter of mercy to us as it sure as did to Esther. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is abundant. His mercy is abundant. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1 and 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. His mercy, we keep seeing it showing up, amen, and showing out, overflowing in our lives, amen, because you keep seeing abundant. You keep seeing how it endures forever. We're talking about the mercies of the Lord. The term begotten here again refers to spiritual birth, a regeneration, the Holy Spirit act of bringing believers in God's family. Jesus used this concept of new birth when he explained salvation to Nicodemus. I want us to understand, church, as we wrap up here for the sake of time. Amen. We have the mercies of the Lord. We have his mercy, amen, though we're not deserving, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand the love that God has for us, his children, and how his mercy endures forever from generation to generation, even right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you believe it on today, church? Will you believe it right now? Amen. His mercy is abundant, not like a brook that dries up in the summer, but like the sea, which is unlimited. It keeps showing up. It keeps showing out. It keeps giving. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercy shall be as an attendant to accompany us. Amen. According to the Bible says in Psalm 23 and 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And as, hallelujah, hallelujah, and as any army to encompass us. The Bible says in Psalm 32 and 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church on today. Church on today. If you could just receive, if you could just believe so you can receive it right now. You ain't got to keep walking down with your head hung low. Amen. You don't have to give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. If you declare and you believe and receive on today that great is he that's in me than he that's in the world, so shall be unto you. The mercy of the Lord, hallelujah, endures forever from generation to generation, even after you. even after your children's children's children, it will keep showing up and keep giving. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one on today? My Lord, my God.
Amen. There may be one today. We thank God for this word that went forth today. Amen. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. If you have heard this word today, and today you woke up. You woke up and you know that, you know what, I'm not saved. And that's your desire today. That's your desire today. This is the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life. And life means why you're living. Why you are living. That for every man and every woman to be born again. And to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That means born of His Spirit. Amen. If that's your desire today, will you press 1? Will you press 1? If you are online or you're streaming live, by whatever device you're on, you call in 845-277-9213, then press 1. There's so many of us that do not believe that we are already forgiven, number one, but can't be forgiven. For we look at ourselves, you know, and look at the things that we have done, and not looking at what Jesus Christ has already done. There's nothing that you have done to deserve it. Neither is nothing that you have done to disqualify you. And we thank God for that. For that. God loves you no matter what. If He wouldn't have, He wouldn't die for you. You ever heard about anybody dying for somebody that they don't love? Ever heard about anybody giving their life up for somebody, you know, that they're not willing to give your life up so somebody can have life? That doesn't exclude anybody. So if that is you, will you press 1? That is you. Press 1. Apostle Tomlin and I will help you to pray the prayer of salvation, the most important prayer that you could ever pray in your life. Amen. If you are in need of prayer for any other reason, will you press 1? When I say any other reason, I mean any other reason. That's why we are born again. Because we have the opportunity to come to the throne of grace, knowing who we are in Christ. In that same place where Apostle said in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we were raised. He had woke us up from the dead, and we was raised up with Him together. And this right part here, and sits on the right hand of God with Christ Jesus. So that means that you have the opportunity, a blood purchase opportunity with Christ to pray unto God for anything that you have in your heart to pray about. Will you come today in prayer? We all need prayer. Will you come today? Whether it be for yourself or whether it be for your family. If you are looking for a place to eat, amen, a place to drink, a place to learn, if you're looking for a place to fellowship, Apostle Tom, Nick, and I, we'll be so honored, you know, to be your shepherd. We will be so honored to disciple you. Will you press 1? No matter where you are. No matter where you are right now, we're in Houston, Texas. We're in the central time zone. You may be in New York City, in whatever time zone that you're living in. You may even be in Alabama. You may even be in Chicago. But we thank God that there's no time and no distance in spirit. And that's what we are meeting right now, in spirit. Amen. We are spirits meeting up together. We're worshiping God together. Will you press 1? You believe in the gospel ministry, a great church for you to grow. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single word that went forth today, your word, not our words. We pray, Father God, that your word, that it take itself, that it take root inside of us, that we be changed, never to be the same again. We pray, Father God, that every single thing that we heard today, it helps us to move into that place of love and mercy and forgiveness and grace in the name of Jesus. For we decree and declare, Father God, that you are ours, you are our God, and we trust you. And every single thing that we think about, we have confidence in you, that peace and that joy. And we thank you, Father God, for the love and the understanding. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us, over every single thing that is concerning us right now in your mighty name. And we say all is well with us. All is well because you are well. You say that, church, all is well. Because Jesus Christ is well. Because God is well. So I am well. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we all pray. We do say amen again. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth. Amen. We thank God for his mercies. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful as I receive on today. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering this Sunday, amen. God bless you and those who give on today. We pray that there be no lack in your giving and God will give the increase, amen. And those that are not able to give on today, if you purpose your heart to give, we pray that God restore you to the kingship of stewardship of his dear son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If you have a Cash App, your Cash App goes over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the Zelle number is 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for you have blessed us to be a blessing, oh God. For your word says, oh God, that you give seed to the soil, oh God. So we receive that seed and we plant it. And we decree and declare that we plant it in good ground and we'll reap a harvest in just time in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your blessing and favor, God, your guidance and instruction in thy wisdom. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom as we come and give on today on our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake here on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality that you honor. It's the wisdom of the Spirit, his generous heart, that we give on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for freedom you have given to us that we give back, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. We pray that you all will continue to me and Pastor Manny up as we go out today to minister in the street and to give out and to sow into others that are in need on today, that God will direct us in the way that he will have us to go, that the ones that he called us to will be open to receive us and what God has for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service. I see you all out there, and I just want to acknowledge our mother, our grandmother Helen. God bless you. Amen. Our grandmother, we love you so much. We were in Sam's, and your grandson said, my grandmother loves a pecan pie. And he picked up this pecan pie. We just got to figure out how we going to get this pecan pie.
To put it in the mailbox
for our grandmother to receive it. We got a pecan pie here. And I just got to figure out how you going to get it to you in time. Amen. But God bless our grandmother Helen Manning. We love her so much. And our sister Connie Norman and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you. We see you here in service. And we're praying for you. We're lifting you all up. In your loss, and we just pray the joy of the Lord and the peace of God just rest upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. We love you all so much, and we thank God for you and our sister Shavante Shepherd and her family. Just pray that God will continue to bless her and pour into her great and mighty as God has called her one of his ministers and preparing her for the work to come. Amen. Yes, I did announce that, Sister Shavante Shepherd. And you can come on out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just looking forward to all that God is doing and trusting God in it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Our announcements for today, which is, today is November the 20th, right? Isn't today November the 20th? God, look at God. November the 20th and Thanksgiving is next week. So we're looking forward to that, spending time with family, just having a time of rest, honestly. Amen. Our announcement today, November, it'll be shot by my husband saying, yep, it came and it's we'll be in the new year. Glory to God. Amen. Today, announcements today here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Today is Sunday, November 20, 2022, where Senior Pastor is Pastor Doris McMahon and Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster, is Minister Lauren Green. Our announcements for today is Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer. Join us. We look forward to having you to come and touch and agree and trust in God as we come. Amen. Believe in God for the mighty move in our lives as we come together in prayer. So join us here on our church line at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the number is, again, 845-277-9213, the same number that you called in today for Sunday service. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on our church line. And we're Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Join us back here at 2 p.m. for our Sunday service. We will be in the new year to come in 2023. We will start back up our Saturday schools, which will be every third Saturday at 1 p.m. starting in the month of February. Amen. We look forward to it. Many have asked about it, so we're bringing it back, and we thank God for it. In January, we will start street ministry on every fourth Saturday, so you all have the date for that so you can mark it if you're not here in Houston or surrounding cities to be a part of it as we go out. You definitely can be a blessing in sending all those offerings to be able to give to those that will come that God will send us to be able to be a blessing to. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to our minister training for all our new ministers so they're equipping for the call starting the month of March. We'll give you those dates so that you all can be able to get all that you need, your books and everything to prepare for minister training. I love minister training. I look forward to it. Amen. We have it every year. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. And happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of November. Our brother Terry celebrating his birthday this month. Amen. Keisha Coleman, our cousin was on the 2nd. So happy birthday to those in our family. Yes, and anyone else that we didn't mention, happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May God continue to be your strength. We pray the favor of the Lord be upon your life and that with mankind, and that you will see many more long life, you know, good years of life and blessing of the Lord is overflowing. Amen. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray to God be the glory. Happy anniversary to those that are celebrating the birth anniversary in the month of November. Happy anniversary. Amen. We pray that God will continue to strengthen your union, bless it, that God will continue to be the center. Amen. That God will continue to favor you all with long life, good health, and strength that you and I live one day apart. Amen. That's our prayer for you all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. And Pastor Manning, we're gearing ourselves up for our anniversary next year in January. I'm excited. I'm going to buy me a new suitcase. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone. This Sunday, did I cover everything? I think I did. God bless you. God keep you. And it's in Jesus' name we receive God's provision and direction and guidance and what he has for us to do in every assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release our pastor's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Green, our minister on the roster. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny.
Amen. What a blessed word that we have received today, knowing that God's mercy endures forever. We thank God, you know, for forgiveness, you know, forgiveness upon more and more and more and more and more. More than we ever can imagine. I just thank God for that. Thank God for that word that went forth today. today. Well, I do want to say one thing before we go here. We are going out today, you know, to minister, you know, to our brothers and sisters, you know, that are without homes, so the homeless. You know, we are going out today, and even some that are not, you know, homeless, you know, some that may need help. So this is where your offerings go to, and I have received offerings from some, you know, throughout the year, and I keep those offerings, and these are the times to where, you know, we sow into, you know, our brothers and sisters, you know, that don't have money or they don't have food and things like this. So your offerings and your gifts, this is where they're going. Today it'll be a time to where we'll go out and we'll give to those who are in need. So thank every single one for giving. Thank you for your gifts. You know, God, you know, he loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Satan has already been defeated, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Apostle Taunika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you.